So I think we can start to introduce the second speaker of this session. Most of you know her. She's Professor Brovelli from Milan, and she is going to tell us about the outcome of this project, this Urban GeoBig Data project. So please, the floor is yours.
Thank you, and good morning, everyone. This project is about UC Urban GeoBig Data. You see also many names as authors, but as a matter of fact, we had to put many, many other names because this is a big project. It's not finished, but it started more than 2 years ago. And as you see, many research units and university are involved. And we decided to put only the name of the leader of the different units. But as a matter of fact, every unit was composed by 4 or 5 people. So for instance, there are some people who doesn't appear here, like Eylul. She's in my research unit, and she will present the next presentation about one specific topic we were working. So my presentation is a very general one. It's just an overview about what we did. I'm not entering into the details, but at the end of my presentation, you will find all the papers that we wrote by now. And so if you are interested in one specific topic, you can contact directly the authors of the paper. Or if not, you can contact me and I will put you in contact with the people. So I'm not able to answer every question because I was just following mainly the research done by my unit, and I was managing the project as a whole because I'm the leader of the project. Okay, so first of all, we can start with the motivation. And the main motivation is that nowadays, the 54% of the world population lives in urban area. And this is really impressive. But according to the report of United Nations and the European Space Agency of 2014, this percentage is expected to increase up to 66% by 2050. It means billions of people. And so we have to consider that having so many people concentrated in areas, these can cause many, many problems that we have to face, or better, it can be an opportunity or it can become a problem, depending on what we are doing before and how we are planning the future cities. The part that is very relevant for us is that if we consider all the data describing everything around us, it is recognized that more or less the 80% of the data is geographic. So as a meaning or as a greater meaning, if we consider where it happens. Then the other point that is interesting for us is also that if we want to consider these geospatial data, we are dealing with a great variety of data, starting from data from the survey, the GNSS, the photogrammetry and remote sensing, laser scanning data, mobile mapping, geolocated sensors, geotagged web content, voluntary geographic information, and so on and so on. So it's very various. It's not just one typology of data. We have many, many typologies of data. And the main problem is to find an efficient way for handling and integrating all those data. Okay, so this was the motivation of the project. And as I told you, many universities are involved. We started the project in 2017. And so the project lasts 3 years. So we have 6 months now for finishing everything and wrapping. The idea of the project is to develop innovative geographic information methodologies and tools to exploit the integration of what we call the traditional geomatics data and earth observation data, statistic data, with the new generated data, like the data generated by the crowd. The approach that we decided to adopt with this project is what is called the data-driven approach. So obtaining information from the data. This is the main point. And the aim, the final aim, is to provide tools to be made available to the decision makers in order to be able to better manage the cities. Okay, so the other point that is relevant is the point that we decided for the data mining to consider specifically open data. Therefore, our procedures, tools, and so on are based completely on the open data available. One main problem that we had to face is that the situation, also in Italy, referring just to Italy, because this is an Italian project, so we are concentrating on some cities in Italy. But even in Italy, the situation is very not homogeneous. There are cities where there are many open data available. There are cities where there are no open data available at all, or very few open data. So we had to deal with a very inhomogeneous situation. And the second point we have to deal was the problem related to big data. When we speak about big data, we are not only referring to the volume, so huge amount of data. We have a huge amount of data in some cases, but we are referring also to velocity, so real-time generated data. We are referring also to variety, so data that can be structured and that you have to merge or to integrate with data that are unstructured. And then we have to deal also with what is called veracity. So considering the accuracy and uncertainties related to the data. Okay, this problem is very general. So we have to decide to consider some use cases. And specifically, we decided to concentrate in three use cases. One is mobility, the second one is soil consumption, and the third one is displacement. The reason why we decided to concentrate on these three is that because they are very different with respect to the procedure and the method that you have to adopt. So, for instance, in case of soil consumption and displacement, in order to deal with this phenomena, you have to consider long-term period data, and you have to consider that this phenomenon is distributed on an area dimension. On the opposite, in case of mobility, we have to consider that generally, from the point of view of the time, this is more limited. We are more interested in real-time phenomena, and it is a phenomenon that we can consider as a vector one, distributed on the linear graph. Then the other difference is that in case of soil consumption displacement, we are dealing mainly with satellite images, and we can integrate this data with other ancillary data, but the main sources are satellite imagery. On the opposite, in the case of the mobility, we are dealing more with in situ sensors or sensors that are on the cars. Okay, as I told you, we are dealing with some Italian cities. So we defined these three use cases, but we defined also the cities we wanted to work on, because, and the choice of the city was motivated first of all by the reason that the different research units are in these cities. And the second point was that at least some of those cities are the most populated in Italy. So for instance, if you consider Milan, which is the city where we have the university, you can see that the population of Milan, the municipality of Milan, is a bit more than 1 million, we can say. But if we consider the metropolitan area of Milan, is much more, because we reach 8 million people. And you see here the inhabitants of the different cities. As this is a research project, we decided to consider in every step and in every part of the implementation, we consider to use technologies that are innovative. So, for instance, just an example, dealing with the viewer of our system, we decided not to consider the 2D visualization. We could decide to use open layers, leaflet, and everything for showing the data. But on the opposite, we decided to concentrate on the usage of virtual globes. And you will see later Eylül, who will explain you what we did. Okay, so for the first case of the mobility, the first problem we have to deal was the problem of collecting data. So at the end, we were able to collect both private and public, so data from private and public vehicles. At least in some cases, we had some sample of data in such a way to start studying the situation in all the cities. What we had to deal with respect to the tools and methodologies, was to merge what we have in the field of GIS and what we have in the field of the intelligent transport, what is called the intelligent transportation system. Very often these two worlds are not speaking together. So you have to understand the ontologies and the procedures, the methodologies that are applied in the two worlds in order to merge them. So the main problem was to put all the pieces of information coming from people working on these in this field in such a way to define a unique GIS spatial data model. And specifically, also in this case, we had to choose what we wanted to do, because obviously this team is very, very spread. And we decided to concentrate by now on this theme, so the traffic condition with almost real-time mapping generation, road graph impedance, which on the opposite is given considering the mean travel speed and the times, routing preferences, and spatial origin destination matrix. So now this is what we have available for those five cities, starting from some samples that were made available as open data for the five cities. The second case that we are considering is the case of land cover and soil consumption. The reason why we are considering that is because it is recognized, the soil is considered as the most important non-renewable resource. Generally, when we speak about soil consumption is when there is a change from a non-artificial to an artificial land cover. And What is really crucial is that doing the opposite is a slow process. So if something becomes artificial, it requires time to be converted again to non-artificial. Okay, so the point is to, also in this case, starting from data observed, considering Earth observation data, and so starting from the Earth observation platform to assess the status of the soil. Okay, so we did that, we are doing that using semi-automatic procedures and starting from Earth observation data, specifically the Sentinel-2 images, but also the Sentinel-1 data. And using also as ancillary data many other data that you can see here, also VGI data, in situ data, and so on. And we have the statistics about what happened in the last years. The third case that we consider is a case of displacement. The main reason is because in Italy we have some problems related to displacement in the cities. And the other reason is that in this case we have also huge archives or other images. Specifically, what we considered are ERS and Envisat satellite data from 1992 to 2011, all the images that are available. So we derive this dynamic map of displacement that you can visualize on the website, but that you can also query in order to see in the individual points what happened in the last 20 years. The other point that we have to deal is to find, because as I told you, we are using virtual globes, 3D visualization. So we have to deal with the free modeling of the data, starting in the most of the, in all cases, starting from Esri shapefile. And so one part of the project was devoted to creating a procedure starting from Esri shapefile to obtaining a CTGML, that is the standard that can be used for the visualization of the data. Okay, I have 3 minutes. 3 minutes. So very quickly, going to the infrastructure, we decided the best way was to have a distributed architecture in which every unit made available in a standard way using OGC standard, the data they created. And there is a common endpoint node in this spatial data infrastructure that provides the discovery facilities. The other relevant point with respect to the architecture is that everything is implemented using free and open source software. With respect to the discovery, we have a catalog service that is based on GeoNode and metadata. There is something special with respect to general catalog service, because in Italy we have a standard that is a bit different with respect to Inspire One. So this is based on the Italian standard, that is this RNDT. And the metadata are offered by the different node or the infrastructure are periodically harvested in such a way that the catalog is updated. About the 3D client, I'm saying nothing because the next presentation will be related to the ground deformation visualization. And then if you are interested on this specific topic, so virtual globes for web visualization, there will be also tomorrow the presentation in Operator Room in the EO Challenge about the visualization of land cover and soil consumption. So this is the end of my presentation. Just to concluding, it's a very general overview. The point is that in the future, we will have to deal with a growing amount of spatial data. What we decided to do is to create some procedure and some guidelines and also a special data infrastructure for dealing with the data of these five cities in Italy. And the most relevant point is that what we have in mind is that we have to start from the spatial data for converting them to spatial information that can be used by everyone, as a matter of fact, for planning and managing the future cities. Thank you.
Thank you for the presentation. To be on time, nice working. There are questions. No questions? Oh, it's good. I have. Okay. Please.
Hello. It's so hard to say a data is a big data or just a data. So yeah, what's the number of data you're using for separate layers? Maybe do you have the maximum number of layers or the maximum number of data that you have collected?
Oh, I don't have in mind exactly, but if you consider only the last case that I presented, the case about displacement, and the fact that we considered all the radar images in 20 years, you can imagine how big is the archive of data. I don't know exactly how many gigabytes, but it's 20 years of images. Or with respect to the mobility, for instance, we have some sample, but these sample are very detailed in terms of time, are given every, 5 seconds? I don't remember if it is 5 seconds. And even if you are dealing with 2 months of data, with a resolution of 5 seconds, you are dealing with a big amount of data. And this is the same also for the land cover, because for the land cover, if you consider that, considering all the satellite imagery, in case of Sentinel-2, now we have a repetition every few days. And so if you are dealing with that, it's also a very big amount of data. I didn't enter into the detail of the data, but it was big. It is big.
There are other questions? Just a quick question. I know because
you are part of the project.
Yeah. But it's just maybe to explain the pub, because we speak about open data, why vehicles data are really difficult now, we know, to get. So just share the experience on how struggle we had on getting that.
Yes, no. Obtaining data about vehicle is very complicated. Also in case of the public transportation. In fact, we had the data only of public transportation only for 2 cities. We are still asking and waiting for the answer from the other cities. On the opposite, we were enough lucky of obtaining some open data about the private vehicles. And those data were related to the insurance of the car, because for some insurance, you have to put this box on the car. I don't know if you have. I have it. And this is collecting data that can be anonymized and can be shared. So we obtain this kind of data as open data for a certain period. It's very important because it's a really a rich data set that you have to consider for starting with. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. We have time for one fast question in case.
Oh, probably I can add also something else, because I did not enter in many other details, like for instance, when I say that the situation in the cities is very, it's definitely not homogeneous, you have to consider that, for instance, for Milan, we have very good database, or what is called topographic database. In case, for instance, of Rome and Naples, that are two important cities, it doesn't exist. It doesn't exist, the topographic database of Rome and Naples. So we had to use OpenStreetMap for those cities because it's the only available database. And so we had to deal also with problems related to the quality of OpenStreetMap. So we developed also some approaches for assessing OpenStreetMap data, comparing with the existing topographic database and so on and so on. So the research is much more richer, but as a matter of fact, you find here at least the all the papers that we published by now. And in the next 6 months, for sure, we are going to publish more because we have to wrap up all the outcomes of the project.
Okay, thank you so much. Perfect on time. So I will invite you to stay for the next talk. We have the 5 minutes in case you need to move.